So we're going to read chosen excerpts about connecting the world in the last generation. You can ask questions in our website, and we'll ask them during the lesson. We're continuing from excerpt number 29. Excerpt number 29 from Bala Sulam, The Peace. The tough, egoistic resistance among people, along which international relationship deteriorate, all these will not cease from the world by any human counsel or tactic, whatever it may be. Our eyes can see how the poor, sick person is turning over in dreadful, intolerable pains, and humanity has already thrown itself to the extreme right, as with Germany, or to the extreme left, as with Russia. But not only did they not ease the situation for themselves, they have worsened the malady and agony, and the voices rise up to the heaven, as we all know. Thus, they have no other choice but to come to accept His burden in knowledge of the Creator, meaning to aim their actions to the will of the Creator and to His purpose, as He had planned for them prior to creation. When they do this, it is plain to see that with serving Him, all envy and hatred will be abolished from humanity, as I have shown above. Since then, all members of humanity will unite into one body and one heart, full of the knowledge of the Lord. Thus, world peace and the knowledge of the Creator are one and the same.
What he writes is very difficult, that humanity won't stop suffering. Won't stop suffering unless everybody will be under the upper force, that they'll exchange their egoistic power for the power of the Creator. How can that be if all of humanity, the miserable and poor humanity, but because you reach some kind of connection in humanity, even by blows, that they feel themselves in a system where we're all interconnected in some kind of way, all those parts that are connected to the Creator will be able to connect between the Creator through them to all of humanity, to be as a conduit, as we learn, as a pipeline from the Arvut article, and that we must be that conduit, that transmitter, that towards, from us, the knowledge and the feeling, the method, that not only how to be connected between us at times of trouble when we feel bad, but how we can also be connected to the source of good that is doing this bow to us, not upon us, but on our ego, in order that by that He is helping us disconnect from our ego and come close to Him. And this whole method is what we need to implement on ourselves and afterwards pass us to humanity, as we are supposed to be doing. Read it again, please.
Again, excerpt number 29 from Bala Sulam, The Peace. The tough, egoistic resistance among people, along with international relationships deteriorate, all these will not cease from the world by any human counsel or tactic, whatever it may be. Our eyes can see how the poor, sick person is turning over in dreadful, intolerable pains, and humanity has already thrown itself to the extreme right, as with Germany, or to the extreme left, as with Russia. But not only did they not ease the situation for themselves, they have worsened the malady and agony, and the voices rise up to heaven, as we all know. Thus, they have no other choice but to come to accept His burden in knowledge of the Creator, meaning to aim their actions to the will of the Creator and to His purpose, as He had planned for them prior to creation. When they do this, it is plain to see that with serving Him, all envy and hatred will be abolished from humanity, as I have shown above. Since then, all members of humanity will unite into one body and one heart, full of the knowledge of the Lord. Thus, world peace and the knowledge of the Creator are one and the same.
Focus group.
So, actually, Bala Sulam is saying that everyone acknowledges that connection is the solution, it's just that they don't know how to reach it.
Well, I'm not sure everybody really knows, because if everybody would understand that unity is the connection, so in somewhat they would determine that the world is integral. What is connection is the solution. The connection is the integrality of the world. Then they'd understand that we have to take these laws and realize them, implement them. You see, now, or yesterday, it was discovered that all those tankers with the oil, the ship tankers that are in the ocean, there are thousands of them, a few thousands sailing the ocean, and they're all starting to spill the oil they have in them into the water. We don't understand what they're doing, and nobody can come to them. It's a disaster what's going on here. But what can we do? Because we don't feel the integral part of nature. If it was in my family, I'd feel that I'm doing bad here. And in this place, I'll get a response. We don't feel for ourselves that we're shooting our legs. We're shooting our heart already. Such a quantity of oil to spill it into the waters. We're just doing things that it's not even reasonable in any way anymore. I have no words. Humanity don't understand what they're doing. They can't stop themselves. Our ego is bringing us to a state that we can't restrain it.
And should we try to do it, or it's best not to? Because the way I understand, Bala Sulam says you shouldn't even do it. It will only become worse.
When they scream at each other there, well, nobody's screaming anymore because all those green people got a lot of money and they're shutting up. All those ones who are concerned about the ecology, there, you see, you don't even hear them. They put them all into all kinds of committees and governments, and now they're getting a lot of money and they're shutting up. That's it. The ego knows how to organize itself. And there's a big problem here. Not only that, what about the corona? What do you think with this virus? We don't even know how many systems are being built to make money over that, to try and profit from this, because there's a trouble, so we can exploit this in order to get rich. More and more. There's only one solution. that we will pass the method of correction to the world. And he's saying this. What's he saying? That there's no other counsel but to take the burden of his burden. That there's an upper force that's demanding us to behave in a different way in knowing the Lord. Thus, to aim their deeds to his benefit. That will all start relating to the upper force in nature, not what they mean in their religions there, but the upper force, meaning the integral global force of nature, that will start relating it as to an obligating force. Next.
Excerpt number 30 from Bala Sulam, The Freedom. When humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory.
Oh, read it again. I don't really have anything to add here.
Again, when humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory.
Yep. There's questions about that. Sochi, this you want to ask about? Okay. No. Okay, so what's next?
That's the last excerpt. We can move on to the preface, Rav.
Okay, Sochi, they still want to ask something? Ask.
Я хотел спросить, а уже тысячи лет, если мы воюем, и человечество, получается, меняется поколение.
I wanted to ask, if it's been thousands of years that we're fighting in humanity, generation after generation, and we don't remember anything, as Bala Sulam writes, neither left nor right will do. So where is the hope? That the virus will be gone, 20 years will pass, everyone will forget this situation, or maybe things change. Is it written somewhere except for the history books?
It's not a matter of history. Nobody is taking history into consideration. Everybody has his own history. You know how we have history books and every book cancels the others. That's clear to us. It's all from the human ego, whatever comes out of there, so nobody agrees with the other. We don't even need to explain that. What does happen, that an accumulative process in the souls is taking place, that they're included in the soul of Adam Rishon. That's why in the process of history, as you're saying, the accumulating process from problems and troubles, we're reaching a state of the last generation. In the last generations that we're in, we first need to agree that we're in one human integral system, that we are all part of humanity, not nations, but one humanity. And we see how the world is getting mixed and black, white, red, yellow, doesn't matter. Everybody's mixed up together. And in the last generation, we're going to need to reach a state that we will all have to accept humanity as one system. And we will need to start seeing ourselves that if I want, even for my own egoistic benefit, I have to be concerned about the world. The blows that we are going to start receiving are going to be blows that push us into that form. Not like in the past that the blows were for us to advance to stage of slavery and then to capitalism and then to socialism. Now it's to a completely new stage where all of the blows of nature will aim us to accumulate together, to unite, to connect, that we will all be as one. By the blows of nature, we'll be able to do this. The only thing is that we can hasten the times of receiving the blows if we study about it and spread all our knowledge about it. Then humanity will be more prepared to connect and be concerned about all of us being as one. We have to start receiving this form of one soul, of Adam Rishon. And that is actually, this is the call of this time. That's why the blows won't stop. They'll come in a bigger frequency. And they will be all such that we'll have to feel ourselves that we're all one around the globe. And then we'll start seeing as much as we really, as I was speaking about the spilling the oil into the water, that also now we will see as much as we're damaging ourselves, complete damage in our hands. We were choking ourselves. And in this way, we will advance towards the truth. Rehovot. We talked about the state of the bodies here. I know the United Nations failed, the European Union failed, even the local municipal system failed. Nobody can connect between people. So what is the success in connecting the bodies he wrote about?
Probably after the torments on the one hand, and on the other hand, because of our dissemination that has to be more massive, more powerful, we will nonetheless pass on to everyone a feeling that there is no choice. We have to see ourselves as one body. Now we're going to move on to the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Please.
So we'll go to the preface, next part of the lesson.